We're outside the Esplanade Hotel. This is stop number 6 on our tour. The high-rise residential complex behind the hotel was completed in 2006 after 17 years of furious planning debate. The Espy is one of Melbourne's great local music venues, a place where some of Australia's biggest bands started out. Local residents and music lovers feared the development would dwarf or even destroy the famous hotel and kill off its live music culture. Fierce opposition forced many previous plans to be abandoned and resulted in a design with greater setbacks so that the residential tower does not completely dominate the original hotel building. St Kilda is legendary for planning disputes, and at the heart of campaigns is a desire to maintain the special qualities that define St Kilda, a suburb that maintains a village feel despite constant development pressures and rising land values. The desirability of a bayside location and sea views has made St Kilda a contested site throughout its history. And although flats have been common for almost a century, nothing of this size could have been contemplated or even imagined 100 years ago. This is the inevitable result of rising land values, as developers try to squeeze as many real estate opportunities as possible onto every parcel of prime land. Walk back along the Esplanade past Victoria Street and turn left at Alfred Square so that you have the park on your right and houses to your left. Cross over to the grassy square itself, which was set aside for public recreation in 1842 when the area was first subdivided. A far-sighted move given how tightly developed the area would become. Note the plaque commemorating the site of the first European structure built in St Kilda, a stockman's hut with bay views. Now let's continue to the top corner of the square, where you can see a cluster of trees and a park bench. Across the road is a pair of single-storey Victorian terraces, numbers 1 and 2, Alfred Square. That's our next stop.